This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. Let's talk about state regulations on self-storage rental increases. My name is Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses a lot of the training that I offer, both free and paid for, including the on-demand self-storage boot camp. We just finished a live boot camp last week as I record this, and if you missed it, there is an on-demand self-storage boot camp you can buy and take at your own speed. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. But I told you so. So I was going through my news feed on my dashboard a couple days ago, and look at what I saw. Now, I'm sure the industry is going to fight this, and very well might even succeed in this particular case. But make no mistake, this is probably just the beginning of a wave, state by state, where addressing this issue, thanks to the growing number of complaints that are hitting the Attorney General's desk in many of the states. And don't assume this is only going to happen in blue states. Sure, these states are likely to lead the charge, but I've seen a lot of regulations in self-storage in red states too. Florida is about as red as you get. And there are a lot of regulations in the state of Florida when it comes to developing self-storage. I don't think they've ever seen a tree that they don't like in Florida. Some counties you can barely scratch the ground without having to have tree surveys, tree mitigation plans, all types of hoops that you got to jump through to do developments. And in the case of natural disasters, which we have a lot of in the state of Florida due to climate change, which isn't there, right? But due to climate change, you can get fined by raising your rents at certain times now in many states like Florida if there's a natural disaster that has just happened. So don't assume that caps on rent increases are just going to be in blue states. Okay, look, I'm not saying that dynamic pricing is wrong. I have said that before, but I'm not saying that now. What I am saying is, as an industry, we've abused it. What are the indications that we've abused it? The amount of complaints that are hitting attorney general's offices state by state. Now, let me ask you a question. What other monthly subscription do you pay for right now that is based on a dynamic pricing model? Sure, prices go up on some of your subscriptions, but have you seen any subscriptions that you pay for go up and down and change daily and change monthly or three or four times a year? Don't fool yourself. That's pretty much what storage is a monthly subscription model. Now, as an industry, we've done this before. We have enjoyed the freedoms of a fairly unregulated industry, put practices in place that caused regulations to come. Let's look at a couple. Late fees. When I first got into self-storage business, there was no definition of what a late fee was. I could own 20 properties in a state, and I could have different late fees hitting at different times at different amounts in all 20 properties if I chose to. I never will forget one time I bought a property and the current owner had a daily late fee that hit after the third day of the month and would be applied daily. A certain amount of money would be applied daily And within 30 days, the late fees just were, you know, overtowered the rent that was due. I was quite impressed at the time with the ability to generate that many fees in a self-storage project. Not long after that, our state came in, putting regulations in place, defining what a late fee was, how much could be charged, when it could be charged. And pretty much that's the case now in almost every state. Why? Well, because as an industry, we abuse late fees. I think usury was the word that was the courts used on the type of late fee that I let ride on the daily late fee when I bought that particular facility. And let's talk about overbuilding. Boy, I cringe when I look at some of the episodes I did 7 or 8 years ago talking about a soft landing, like that there's no reason as an industry we would ever need to overbuild in a particular trade area because we have all this data at our fingertips. And as developers, we can certainly see when a trade area or a market area is getting overbuilt. And why in the world would we ever put more self-storage in an overbuilt market? Well, boy, was I naive. What I didn't factor in was the human greed factor. With the explosion of self-storage funds, large blind pool syndications, all this money that had to be deployed into the self-storage space. And keep in mind, many of those fund managers, they make their money when they do the deal. The investors are the ones that get the cash flow, or the majority of the cash flow in many cases. I remember in some markets where I was, when I saw what was coming in the pipeline, I would call those people and say, you know, we're already overbuilt now, and you putting another 100,000 square feet in this trade area, it's going to be way overbuilt, and it's going to take years. It's going to add 4 or 5 years to get back to equilibrium in this trade area. And I can't tell you how many, multiple times, the people would say, I know it's overbuilt, but I'm going to do the deal anyway. I've got to do the deal. So what happened? As a result of our industry just overbuilding, how often do you see the headlines? Municipality puts a moratorium on self-storage development. I've seen it city by city, county by county, all across the country. Now, it's not a surprise to me that state by state, they're starting to address the incredible rent hikes that can come with dynamic pricing. In 5 years, I predict that almost every state's going to have some type of regulation on how much the rent in a self-storage facility can go up over a particular time period. It would also not surprise me if in the self-storage space, self-storage started being classified state in some states and maybe even state by state as real estate and not warehousing. Right now, it's classified as warehousing. So as owners, we enjoy a lot of privileges and freedoms that you don't get when something's classified as real estate. For example, we don't have a landlord-tenant relationship with our customers. Our leases, we call leases, are really contracts. And as owners, we have lien rights on what they store in our warehouse. Thus, we can auction. We don't have to evict. And it would not surprise me if that classification would start changing over time. And we have tenants with leasehold rights on our storage units. As industries evolve, customer and consumer rights usually follow. So where does this leave us? Well, as an industry, we had better get a handle on dynamic pricing and how much and how often and how fast we're raising rents, or else the states will. Now, I see nothing in my history in this space that indicates that we will ever do that. So I say Bill 709 is just the first in a wave that are going to be coming towards our industry. Now, here's the thing. We do just fine with regulations on our late fees. The fact that certain municipalities have banned self-storage development really hasn't had much of an impact on me. So even when we start getting regulations on how much and how often we can have rent increases, I predict we're going to be just fine in this space. Sure, no one wants regulations, but they're coming. And we don't have to look very far to see why they're coming. Now I will get off my soapbox and start preaching. But I just want to say that I'm just a human like everyone else. And what person doesn't just love to say, "I told you so"? So thanks a lot. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer. That's the financial analysis modeling tool that I literally use every day. If you'd like to find out more about it, click the link at the end of this video, and I look forward to being with you next week.